Welcome to the Game Blossom podcast, where I hit record and think out loud about all of the things that are circling around in my mind. Things that I've discovered listening to podcasts, audiobooks, reading, scrolling on Instagram, life, thoughts that come up. I typically make a note in my phone, and as I'm inspired, I hit record and think out loud with you. I'm so glad you're here. If you're into creative living, living intentionally, hopefully this will resonate with you. And as always, thank you for being here. Hello, my lovely. So yesterday, as I was on what I call TikTok University, or the Talk University, or the Talk Uni, and sometimes I'll mention that in my Instagram post. And because TikTok and Instagram are competition, I don't like to type TikTok in my caption because clearly Instagram isn't going to want me to reference the talk. So I might call it Talk University or put T space OK. And that way it doesn't get picked up as TikTok in the SEO searchy Instagram robots that are reading everything we write. Okay, all that to get to what I'm so excited to share with you, a quote that I heard on TikTok. It exploded my brain, and I want you to stop what you're doing if you can. If you're walking, stop. If you're doing the dishes, just stop. Freeze for a moment. If you're driving, don't stop. Oh my goodness, this quote is so good. I'm going to open my Instagram because I put it on my Instagram post and the music will sound really nice. What if the magic that you are looking for is in the work you're avoiding? What if the magic you are looking for is in the work that you are avoiding? I truly had a brain explosion when I heard those words. And I can't stop thinking about it. The work we're avoiding. In there is magic. And it reminds me a bit of Seth Godin. He talks about the dip, and it's in the dip. That's where the hard stuff is. And it's only those who get through the dip to the other side that actually get to where they want to go. Most quit when they get to the dip. Brooke Castillo calls it the river of misery. And essentially, you want to do a thing, but there's all these things that are challenging and feel really hard and uncomfortable. And it's in that the magic will come, because we discover, we grow, and then we get to that place where we want to go. And sometimes we get to somewhere that is even more than we ever imagined. So short and sweet today, one more time, the magic you are looking for is in the work you're avoiding. And I presented it as a question. What if the magic you are looking for is in the work you're avoiding? All right, sending so much love. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.